This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Questions remain about the suspect in Sunday's attack in Boulder. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser told CPR News that similar questions come up after every incident of mass violence.
Did people know anything about perpetrators' plans, and what, if anything, could have been done to prevent the attack? When people talk about their ideas about an attack like this, we got to take that seriously. We got to make sure we do all we can to prevent such tragedies.
There's more from Boulder at CPR.org. Another Colorado arts group is losing federal dollars. Formerly Family Theater Company puts actors and audiences with disabilities center stage. The group was getting support from a federal grant program to better serve people with high-impact cognitive disabilities. But Family learned recently that the National Endowment for the Arts has ended the program. Managing Director Corinne Mellon is expecting to lose a second federal grant amounting to a potential 10% hit to their budget.
Usually federal funding is the most secure grant funding that you can get and the most reliable. To have it just all of a sudden become incredibly unreliable and really up in the air is really turned everything on its head for all nonprofits.
Mellon says the company is currently fundraising to fill this new financial hole, but they might have to make cuts next year. School districts can soon use land they own for things like solar farms and affordable housing. A new state law lets districts lease unused land indefinitely. The previous limit was 10 years, but the new law applies only to affordable housing or renewable energy projects. This is CPR News.